back. Hi, welcome. Hope you are doing well. Hope you are well. Let me turn this heater off so there's no white noise.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
I hope everyone is good. I hope if you, I don't know if we talked about the eclipse, but I hope if you got to see the eclipse, that you had a good time, and that you didn't stare at it with your without your glasses. I saw a lot of videos of people online. When it got to full totality, they were like, "You can take your glasses off now." That's just for information, the absolute worst time to look at it because it's still the power of the sun without the brightness of it. But nonetheless, I hope you all had a good time. And today we have a specific topic to talk about because I saw an article about it. I think it was yesterday. And I originally was going to talk about some other stuff or I was going to come up with something. And then I saw this article and I went, this is a perfect conversation to get into, especially given the generational differences that we have. The topic of the day is AI, but specifically AI girlfriends. Not boyfriends, girlfriends. So for those who don't know, we have a variety of AI softwares out there. There's AI softwares that can do automated tasks for you, send out emails, create pictures, create videos. There's what are you pointing at?
New York Knicks playoffs.
Oh, yeah. I forgot the playoffs are going on. Oh, sidebar, super quick. Do you hear who got first pick for the WNBA?
Yeah, Caitlin.
Caitlin Clark, yeah. Deserved. Well deserved. I didn't know if you heard about it.
Yeah, no, I followed. That's my favorite women's college basketball.
I figured. I didn't know if you knew because it happened, I think, like yesterday or the day before. But anyways, AI, you can do tons and tons of different stuff with it. Recently, and there's different types. I think we went into this one of the other episodes, but there's the different types are different. There's different names for them. When it comes to text, video, or image, creating or generating, it's called generative AI. Meaning you train it on various forms of media, and it takes that, learns from it, and then makes its own. It generates. People are very aware of something like ChatGPT, where you can ask it questions and it will answer in a relatively human format. You can say, hey, what's the how many cows does it take to, if you were to stand a cow on top of each other, how many would it take to get to the moon? And it'll tell you, it'll calculate it. Cool. And it'll tell it to you not just like two words. It'll give you a response similar to a human. Taking that a step further, AI has developed into personal and social relationships where there's hundreds of platforms by now where you can go on the website and talk via text chat. And some of these websites offer voice chat from the AI. Not, you can't speak to it, but it will speak to you. And you can speak to whoever you want. You can talk to Pete Davidson, AI. You could talk to Snoop Dogg, AI. You could talk to Donald Trump. You could talk to Elvis. You can talk to Buddha. You can talk to a character, John Wick, Bumblebee from Transformers, Pokemon. You know what I mean? Like the anyone and anything that you can think of, there's probably some AI character out there that someone has made. That you can speak to, and it will speak to you with the cadence of that character. So if you're speaking to Obama, it will have a dot 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 pause the same way that he will speak and then pause and so on. Taking that even a step further, people have now created intimate partners through AI. To the point where there are now individualized platforms specifically for AI girlfriends and boyfriends, but AI boyfriends are a lot less popular because men are the more lonely ones and more willing to invest in an AI application instead of a real person. And on these websites, depending on the ones you go on, but most of them work this way. You can either get for free or pay a monthly, weekly, yearly fee to speak to this AI character that most of these sites you get to create from scratch or off of a bunch of presets. You can make their name, you can make what they look like, you can create their interests and their desires if you want to make them more, if you want to make them a yoga dancer who a yoga per person who does yoga for work, loves to dance, and likes to be outdoors, but is and is also flirty and optimistic. You can do that. Or if you want to make them a restaurant waitress who is mysterious and a little more mean or aggressive or attitude-y, you can do that. So you can customize it all the way through,
Yeah,
physical
and
to personality.
you could discuss books with people, with the AI or
Well, so here's the thing with the character ones, people were doing that, right? You could role play, you could pretend to be a hobbit and speak to Legolas, right? And live out some fantasies. But with the relationship ones, you get intimate. They will communicate with you as if you're in a relationship with them. They'll say, "How was your day?" They'll make plans with you to go on dates, and a lot of them will have a what's called not safe for work, an explicit side that you can get intimate with, like sexually intimate with. And it will, and
not.
depending on the software, some can generate images. So you can tell it, send me this type of picture of you, and it'll send you that type of picture, naked or not.
Yeah, Peter, I got a website called romance.ai for me, I was looking it up on the internet, that offer up virtual dating partners using technology that can mimic real life human interactions. An app such as Romantic AI helps you create the perfect girlfriend with whom you share interests and views. You can talk about everything, get support, and feel needed.
So it's there's that's one of, like I said, hundreds, because there's websites and apps, there's physical apps of this, but there's websites and apps that are designated specifically for relationship AIs, and then there's websites and apps that are just for general chatting that also just happen to include relationship based or intimate based text conversations, because like one of the popular ones is called Character AI, and it's a website where you can it, like I said, it's a pool. Tom Cruise, Elvis, Jesus, Bumblebee, whoever, and a lot of them can be created by people, and that you can add to the pool of different characters. And as you speak to it more, it gets trained more and it'll get better as it goes on.
Yeah, they say this could
So,
be a billion-dollar business.
yes, I think it absolutely could be a $1 billion business. And there's a few reasons for that. I think, oh, go ahead, go ahead.
It has good points and bad points. I mean, you could have a whole group of friends that are AI. They have a site here. You could have a whole group of friends that are AI that will interact with you at the same time. But like in that Joaquin Phoenix movie, it can take over your mind and your soul too. You gotta be careful.
So I think to set the precedent, I think at its core, like all things in moderation, right? That's all. I think if everyone's taught to use it in moderation, then I don't think it's an awful thing, because it's going to come whether we like it or not. People are going to use it whether we like it or not. So I'd rather teach in moderation or teach safe and proper ways to use it than to have people brainwashed and develop entire forms of psychosis around creating a family of AI. With that being said,
People will do that though.
people are going to do that no matter what, of course.
If you're really rich, you can go to Japan and not even use this kind of app. You could get an actual robot as a companion
Yeah, I
for,
know. I
you
know.
know.
In America, you can just get a nice $2,000 lifelike rubber doll if that's what you're going for. But
It's not like a robot that comes and talks to you.
we're getting there. We're nearly there. We're nearly there. We have the AI, we have the exoskeleton. We just need to combine the two and create a fucking
Well,
abomination. But the thing I'm getting into is I think that there is the when I first saw that all of a sudden, because this stuff's been around for months and months now, but big businesses and major organizations are now coming to see it. And so now they're going to talk about it, which also means there's going to be an explosion of more apps and softwares and users. I personally think that there is going to be a net good that comes out of this for one specific reason.
What's that reason?
There is a major demographic of men out there who want a very specific type of woman, what you would call a trad wife, a traditional wife. It is, but that's what they call it. But what they really want is to build a woman. They want the perfect woman. They want a housewife, but they also want her to be confident and working on herself. But they also want her to be submissive, but they also want her to be slightly dominant, but they also want her to be this type of shape, and they also want her to be this type of voice, and everything and everything and everything. And if you're not exactly within this field, you are one of 17 expletives that these types of men will use to categorize these women. And you are unclean, and my nose is itchy from pollen. Sorry. You are unclean, and you are unfit to be this person's wife. And they will sometimes mask it behind their religion, but sometimes they don't. I think,
Sounds like a relative of yours.
sounds like a what?
A relative of yours.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I think that what this is going to do, and I would love for this to be true. I would love for this to be true because there's an opposite to this that can happen, but I would love for this one to be the reality. A lot of these people who get angry at women or lash out at women or physically, verbally, or through social media,
We'll have an outlet.
will have an outlet and will just go in the corner and stop bothering people rather than attacking women and telling them they should be this, they should be that, that they are this because they won't do that. They'll go in a corner and they'll just fuck off. Like that's that in a perfect world, that's where a majority of those people will go. Because if they truly are like, wow, yeah, I don't need women, like they're already at that point, what's called an incel, right? They're already women hating. So if they're already at that point, and now we have this software, and they go, I don't need women, I've got my AI. Great. Please invest in it. Spend the yearly subscription for it. And just stop bothering people.
That's the best case scenario.
That's
The
the
worst
best
case,
case scenario. The
there's
a
another
negative.
scenario. Another scenario is you can be creating a world of introverts.
I think that argument has been made, the world of introverts, since the birth of technology, and probably way before that with any form of advancements, because every past generation was doing something different. It's like recently I saw someone had found from various magazines, the last four generations being called lazy by the previous generation. Gen Z, millennials, Gen X, and boomers were all called lazy in like a Time magazine in those generations, and someone found the covers from those. So similarly, I would argue, oh, it's gonna make people more introverted. That's what people said when the cell phones came out. That's what people said when the Atari came out. That's what people said when, cars came out. People, oh, why are you spending so much time in your car? You should be walking. You should be out in nature. You should be bicycling. You know what I mean? You should be on your horse and carriage. You're not taking care of animals anymore.
Yeah, but I agree to some extent there. At the end of every week, I get a print, not a printout, but a summary on my iPhone says how much time I've spent on my iPhone. And that, you always say time enjoyed is not time wasted,
That's
but
true.
it can be if you get hooked up in one of these apps and you don't do something more significant.
Well, but the term of what's considered significant is absolutely dependent upon your circumstances,
Individual.
because every day giving the local dog at your local grocery store a piece of bread or a little snack or something can be the most significant thing in your life because it teaches you something profound. Meanwhile, there's people out there who are trying to cure cancer. So, and the person who's trying to cure cancer is great. The guy who's feeding the dog is also great because is he curing cancer? No, but if he dies happy, I can't get mad at him. If he ends his life after 90 something years and he goes, I'm very happy with how I live my life, and part of it is because of that dog, great. Like you win. That's the point of life, is to die happy. So whether you cure cancer or you sit in a hut and just sip tea and stare at a mountain, if you truly finish your life and genuinely you're happy, cool. As long as it's not harming others, or I guess harming will be the blanket term that I'll use. As long as it's not harming others,
I agree.
you did great. So similarly, if people become more introverted, some of them probably for the better, because they probably feel like they have to be outside to experience life, and they're actually very unhappy. So this may actually bring them more joy because it will allow them to stay inside and also get some interactions that they may feel they need.
Well, people have to learn to be their own best friend. And
Absolutely. Absolutely.
sometimes it never happens, and sometimes you learn it at a very young age.
Absolutely. And I think, like I said at the very beginning, in moderation, right? Do I think it's a good thing if someone develops an absolute like turtle, they completely turtle into their house or their apartment and just never speak to anyone outside of AI? No, that's not healthy. That's not in moderation. So I think, again, in moderation, I think it's great. I think it's a good idea or a helpful idea for some people.
The only AI, when you get to be a certain age, all these AI apps that you're talking about that will be available won't be good for older people who don't know how to use technology unless somebody sets it up for them.
Well, so, but here's the thing, right? As it gets more progressed, it'll become more user friendly, which means that it actually would be easier for older people. The problem is not about the usability, because anyone can make something more usable. It's understanding it, because right now, we can still detect AI, even if it sounds reliable. There's still ways to get around. Like if I get a phone call and it's an AI talking to me, trying to scam me, I know certain methods on how, if I get an inkling that it's AI, I can ask it specific things. And based on how it responds, I'll know it's AI because I know that technology and I know relatively that how to skirt around some of that. Someone your age, if they get a call and that AI is mimicking my voice, and you hear, I need $500. Can you send it to me really quick? and you start rattling off your social security or your bank information, that's a problem. That's a big, big problem. That's what I worry about for the older generations, because we've seen it in Congress. They don't even know what Wi-Fi is. So, does Wi-Fi connect to the house? The famous line from like 2 years ago, two, 3 years ago. Or the recent thing with like TikTok and ByteDance. The guy kept saying he's Filipino, and they're like, "So you're from China?" And he's like, "I don't
No,
know how else to tell you."
don't.
But you like you understand my point. Like that's
Yeah,
our
I do.
Congress. The guy openly and blatantly says, "I was born and raised in Singapore. I am from Singapore." And they're like, "So China?" And he's like, "No, Singapore." And they still ask it seven times. So
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Yeah.
those
That
are the
falls
people.
into our guide. I'm sorry.
No, good.
That falls into our guidelines where some of these politicians have been politicians for so long, they're so old that they don't know shit from Shiola. They have aides that help them, and that's not good. I mean, I know as I'm going to be 80, and I hate technology. I use it, but you're my techie, so I have help. But I have Siri. I don't like Siri. I'm finding Siri is not performing as well as Siri should be. I have
Well,
Alexa.
that's also because Siri is going to get a major update in the next major iOS update, which is happening in September. I believe it's going to be not replaced, but it's going to be significantly enhanced with an AI.
Okay. Now I like Alexa because Alexa will wake me up if I want in the morning with music. She'll play a list of my music. She'll gather up the news on any station I want and
Yeah.
inform me.
That's AI.
And this morning I said to her, let me ask you a question, Alexa. What is your favorite song of all time? And she gave me an answer. And what about your football team? And she told me, and I said, well, why? She said, that's because my AI office is located by this football team, and I don't know any other football team that I should be associated with, root for.
Right.
So the limited contact that I have with AI, I find it smooth once you get started with it, like with Alexa. Siri, I'm glad you're saying is being updated
I believe it's going to
because.
be enhanced because Apple's always the last to upgrade things because they always do the safe bet. They always let everyone else make the mistakes and get the bad PR, and then they swoop in like a year to 2 years later with the same stuff that these other people have, just in a quote unquote perfected state, and it's usually just on par with everyone else's. They just didn't go through the trial and error and the bad PR. So Apple will most likely have theirs by September when the new iOS software drops.
Well, let me ask you a question. Is it okay to have an AI girlfriend? What do you think?
An AI girlfriend,
Yeah.
I don't think is healthy. I don't think having a girlfriend AI is healthy. I think if you want to role play with like pretending to be a hobbit or something and like pretend you're in Lord of the Rings while talking to like Legolas or Frodo, cool. I think if you want to mess around with some of these intimate AIs because you're single or you're just bored or whatever, and it's mutually acceptable in your relationship that you guys can mess around on those things, I think that's fine. I personally don't think it's healthy to have a relationship, a bonding close relationship, at least for men. I would also say women, but men are like the main predominant users of the intimate AI softwares. And I think given where and how men are going in this direction, men are already trying to create the perfect woman in reality. So now we're giving them the tools to play God online. And so some of these men I fear are going to throw themselves off the deep end and never go back. And like I said earlier, for some of these men, great, amazing, do it and don't bother a soul again. But there's going to be some people who do it, who just have an addictive personality, who are just that lonely, and they get too addicted to it and they lose touch of reality and just can't get into a relationship with someone because they'll never experience those struggles that you have in a relationship of what it means to fight for a relationship and what it means to have disagreements, because the AI will always disagree with you. Or if it disagrees with you, it's never going to fully, because it's designed to talk to you. So it's never going to like have an argument with you and then not talk to you for a month, you know, or a couple days or a week. Right. It's not going to make you sleep on a couch. So things like that.
Do you think some of this is going to be an extension of like Pornhub and other porn sites?
It already is.
It,
that's what I was getting at. That's what I was keeping it more lax, but it's already at that point. Absolutely. 100%.
That's not good.
So I don't care. I think sex sells. It sells since the beginning of time. So I think just because we have a new version of it means nothing, because just because you can talk to them. Great. Cool. Like the amount of video footage of naked people doing things outpaces the age of the earth. Like, I mean, don't fact check me on that, but like we have ungodly amounts.
Yeah, it's Adam and Eve's fault. Blame it on them.
Yeah, sure.
It's all their fault.
You know what I mean? Like we have so much footage. If you're only now worried because you can talk to an AI about it, God. There's so many pictures, so many videos, so many audio recordings, let alone all the paid, like I'm talking about free, let alone paid, where it's considered higher quality. So no, it's always going to happen. That's one of the first things that always comes out with a new innovation is how can we have sex with it? That's Whoa. Because that's men, some women, but that's mostly men. And so that, like, that's what it is.
Yeah, I'm shaking my head right now. So for those of you listening and not watching,
the amount of guys that I know that the first thing, can I have sex with it? Oh my God. You give them a rubber glove and a plastic cup. Jesus, and they'll do whatever you want. Oh my God, it's ridiculous. So,
everything is new, you know.
The thing that I think some of the older generation is probably worried about, because it's a nice buzzword for them, is privacy. Data privacy and just privacy in general. The same way that people were worried about like Alexa, right? It's listening to you. So if you say anything, it's banking all of that data and it's giving it to Amazon or it's giving it to the government, blah, 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 blah.
No, she is, because I
know,
conversations.
But
yeah.
My right. But some of the articles, cause I had some pulled up, like, where the hell is it? Tech exec predicts AI girlfriends will create a $1 billion business. Comfort at the end of the day, blah blah. Where's the one I was looking for? Maybe a problem for Tinder, Bumble, and other dating apps. Boo hoo. Where the hell? I thought I had one saved. Anyways, there was one article headline that was like, privacy and data breaches are a concern with these new AI girlfriends. Give me a break. Oh my God. If I say the word diaper 5 times in front of my phone, I start getting ads for diapers.
That's right.
Like,
that's right.
Please give me a break. I've got every microphone turned off. I don't keep Siri on. I've never had Siri on. I keep none of those like active listening things on, and I still get ads for things that I say. Sometimes I get ads for things that I think of. So like the concept of this AI being a new form of data breach, give me a break. Every website you go on asks you at the bottom of the page, do you accept these cookies or do you deny them? Those, that's data mining. That's data mining. Every time you like a post on a social media platform, every time you view a post, anytime you go to someone's page, data is being mined and given to someone else. Every single thing you do on the internet is mined for data because there's money in it. Aside from that, everything you do outside of that is given, is mined for data, is given to other people. When you buy a house, your information is put on various websites and accounts and given to other people. And then you start getting ads or you get physical things in the mail. That's why when you first buy a house, all of a sudden your mail starts getting roof cleaning, window repair, lawn care. That's what, how did they know you just moved in? How did they know? Because your data was sold. That's what it is. Our data has never been safe. That's why it's so comical about the US government getting pissed at TikTok for stealing our data and giving it to China. Screw off. Our data has never been safe. There's no such thing as data privacy in America. I would argue
So,
in most countries, but in America, there's no such thing as data privacy. So
will there
anyone.
be a list of safe girlfriend sites as opposed to dangerous sites?
What do you define as dangerous?
Sites that really can get into your information.
Oh, you mean like they hack your computer type thing? No, you have to, like most things, most, if not all, like mo 90, 99% of them, of these forms of hacking, you have to click a link. So as long as you're not dumb enough to click a link, you could, I mean, like you do, that's a possibility. People could front AI chatbots where the chatbots push you to click a link, and then you click that link, and it's a Trojan horse that then downloads something on your computer and then tracks all your stuff. Sure. That's a
So
possibility.
I see where it can be good if somebody is immobile. Is that the proper word? Immobile?
Where they're
Can't get
like,
out of the can't get out of the house, and they're old, and they may want to just have an intelligent conversation with an AI. I can see that being very helpful,
I agree, and I can see it being helpful for people in like a nursing home who may also have a form of dementia, and they simply just need. They would like to just be able to talk to someone who the nurses may not be able to keep up with it, or if the person is in a room and they like there's ways I can see where it could be beneficial. In terms of data mining, absolutely screw off. I like anyone who says otherwise it doesn't actually understand the gravity at which our data is given to people. Everything you do, your email, Google, right? Google, Gmail. If you think any of your emails are private on Gmail, you have another thing coming, right? You want to know what's private? A handwritten note physically given to the person you're trying to tell them with.
Yeah, but people don't
Outside of
do that
that,
anymore.
right? But outside of that, anything that is online and a lot of things that are not online is sold and passed around like I'm not going to make that reference. It's passed around. So in terms of data, no, I don't care. Anyone who says it's a data breach can screw off.
Anyway, AI girlfriends, I think, will take the romance and the actual courting, I use that old word, courting, out of and love out of a relationship, but it can be helpful.
I think we're just in the same situation when video like footage of porn came out, where people were afraid that people are going to get desensitized or they're going to have a higher sense of desire to do certain things that are just unrealistic in real relationships. And I think, like everything else, it'll balance itself out. I think absolutely there's going to be people who will take it too far or will create expectations that they then demand in real life women. But I think there's also going to be plenty of people that do it, mess around with it, have fun with it, whether in a relationship, whether doing the relationship ones or normal character AIs. And they just go about their normal lives.
I wonder if there'll be a Yelp AI girlfriend sites.
What?
I said, I wonder if we'll have a Yelp, YELP, for an AI girlfriend site. You know what Yelp is, right?
Restaurant reviews.
Yeah, so maybe they'll have a review for AI girlfriend sites.
Oh, they already do. Yeah. No, there's tons of those. If you just Google like AI chatbots or AI girlfriend chatbots, like, because I just when I was looking it up just now, when I was pulling up some articles that I wasn't sure if I was gonna read for the for this episode. Like, if you type, I Googled AI girlfriend. Top four searches is the news reports, right? Tech execs predict freakishly real AI generated girlfriends will blah blah blah. Then we have the AI girlfriend website, and then we have discussions and forums. Best AI girlfriend app on Reddit, r/artificial intelligence. Time to invest in the AI girlfriend world, NeoGAF. What is the best AI girlfriend platform out there that has no restrictions? No restrictions meaning some of these platforms have like you can't be explicit with them or you can't talk sexual. So, because that's what everyone wants, right? They all want the no restrictions, full access ones. And most of those come through, I'm guessing, probably like paid services because they know people are going to want it so bad. So, because I know there's, like I said, I know there's free versions out there, but I'm haven't explored them enough to know whether they like lock the sexual side or nonetheless, like everything else, I think it'll balance itself out.
And you tell your girlfriend that you're doing this podcast on AI girlfriends because she may wonder why you go to these sites.
No, it's just like I said, I saw the article. It was a New York Post article from yesterday. And I looked up some of these things so we could talk about it.
I know, but women have funny thoughts in their mind.
Yeah.
I once remember years and years ago, I think I was like in my late 40s, and Guimar and I were met, your grandma and I were married like about 15 years, and I went on a diet and I lost like 30 pounds. And she looked at me, and seriously, she says, "Are you cheating on me?" I said, "Are you serious?" She says, "Why are you losing all this weight?" I said, "Because I need to lose weight." Women, they'll see your girlfriend will see you're looking at this app and she'll say, "Peter, why are you looking to have an AI girlfriend?"
No, it's fine.
No,
We have a
you sure?
healthy set of communication and a healthy
Well,
set of
so did I.
boundaries. We communicate, it'll be all right.
I was being facetious, that.
Yeah, I know. So we have what?
I have nothing more to add to this, do you? Okay.
All right, sorry, we got cut off. I didn't realize because again, we use Zoom. The reason we use Zoom instead of something like Google Meets, because Google Meets lets you use as much time as you want. Zoom lets you record in 1080. Google Meets lets you record in 720. So I either record two separate videos on Zoom at 1080 and just put them together for the final cut, which is what you guys see, or I record in lower quality. And get unlimited time. So maybe we'll switch to Google Meets at some point if they can upgrade to 1080. But anyways, the point we were trying to get at is we were trying to close out. That was all I had to say. That was all we had for the topic today is AI girlfriends. At the end of the day, I think like most things, it'll balance itself out. I don't think it's the end of the world. I think there's plenty of people who will use it in moderation. I think there's people who will fall in love with it and become addicted. I'm not worried about it stealing my data because I don't, all my data is stolen anyways. And I think if you pay for it, that sucks for you.
Like everything, there are good things and bad things about it.
Yeah.
Depends who uses it
But
and what they use it.
for all you
Yeah.
stock bros out there, if there's a company out there that runs the AI software, now would probably be a good time to invest.
Invest. Yeah. Okay. I gotcha. I mean, considering most of the people out there now are starting to accumulate gold and silver, so
Accumulate
might amount as
gold,
well.
silver, and AI girlfriends.
That's right. That's a good combo. The
So,
flavor of the week. The flavor of the week.
yeah, that's basically what that's gonna be. That's
You
what that's
know.
gonna be. So, all right,
Well,
we'll catch you
we'll
in the
see what
next one.
happens.
We'll
Yeah,
see what
everybody
happens.
stay well.
Maybe Congress will be run by AI girlfriends instead of people.
That's not bad. That's not bad. Maybe we'll have an AI vice president and president.
Oh
You know,
God,
who
kill
knows?
me. All
Right.
right.
Okay. Peace out.
Peace out.